Ways to manage Florida's black bear population are outlined in the draft of an updated 10-year plan that's out this week. Florida's bear population is estimated at 4,000, and the goal is to keep that number stable, according to Dave Telesco at the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. To do that, they have to keep one step ahead, especially this time of year.
Season starts in September, regardless of how our weather is. And then once we get a little bit of cool weather, and that kicks them into high gear, bears go from a 5,000 calorie diet a day to 20,000 calories a day. So they're going to be active here all the way into December.
Florida black bears typically range from 250 to 450 pounds for males and 125 to 250 pounds for females. They don't have to hibernate to avoid the cold, but they do go into a lethargic stage because there's less food in the winter. Meanwhile, FWC is working on an update of its bear management program ahead of schedule.
Basically, the bear management plan, just like any other management plan with FWC, has a regular update period. And normally it's every 10 years, but our commissioners asked us to bring it back a couple of years early just because we've done so much research and have a lot of things to put in there. That's why we're bringing it to them in December of this year.
The most recent bear estimates replace those taken in 2002 and show that the statewide population has grown by more than 50%. Telesco says the actual number of bears in an area depends on the area.
Some areas don't have many bears at all. Other areas have a lot. But they're very healthy. They're doing well in most parts of the state. And so that's something that makes us in a position where we need to talk about what area is doing well and what do we need to do with that population versus another.
Northwest Florida is considered to have one of the smaller bear populations in Florida, most of them around Eglin Air Force Base. But Telesco says while there's an increase from 2002, the lesson here is not numbers, but rather how they interact with people.
While Eglin doesn't have the largest population, they're generating almost the most calls. I think Santa Rosa County just got beat out by Collier County in 2018, but for a couple of years straight, Santa Rosa County had the most calls. And it's because when a bear comes out of the woods, it's kind of stepping into suburban and urban areas. One bear can generate a whole lot of calls.
Some of the management options being studied for the plan upgrade are divided into four conservation focus areas: population management, habitat conservation, human-bear conflict management, and education outreach.
And it's actually broken down by bear management unit. If you live in the Western Panhandle, you can look at the West Panhandle Bear Management Unit, and it'll talk very specifically about how is the bear population doing, what are the options we have for those different areas, how can we look at the threats that are facing that population, and that sort of thing.
The public can do its part by taking measures to bear-proof their homes and property, starting with keeping the garbage locked up
until the morning of pickup. That way, we're not inviting bears to come into the neighborhood and get at garbage, which is a very easy meal for them. It takes a lot less effort than to go pick up acorns or berries in the woods.
FWC allowed a regulated hunting period for bears a couple of years ago, and that remains one of the proposals in what Telesco calls a suite of options for the management plan upgrade, which also includes a continuation of the BearWise plan.
It can be multiple options are used. None of them are used, but at some point, some of those options need to be looked at and moving forward, because basically we've got a growing bear population and a growing people population. The BearWise idea is keep things secure so the bears aren't invited in. When you see them, scare them off, and then you know who to call.
People across the state are invited to provide feedback on the plan by completing an online survey at myfwc.com/bear. Between now and November 6th. In addition, the FWC is holding two webinars on October 24th and 29th. As mentioned, the FWC Commission will receive the new plan at its December meeting in Panama City. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.